What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
68. I keep my house cold, but you and I were just talking. Your house is different because it's a bigger space. But this is like a meat locker. Like, I didn't realize it was I, like 5 minutes before Stoney, I heard the sound. I'm like, what is he doing? And he's warming up his hands. I was like, yeah, I looked over and I saw it was set at 68 too. I'm like, that is cold, man. I've kept my house at 68 on occasion when it's been like ridiculously hot outside.
Like, and like,
I just want to be cold and it's very pleasant. The weather we've had, because the overnights have been like in the 60s the last week, it's been fantastic. So I don't even have my air on. I set my air at like 75. So if it gets to be that hot, the air kicks on. Otherwise, all the windows are open and the house stays cool anyway. That's likely to change soon because we're going to get some more warmer weather when it shows up. And I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's weird. I've obviously have worked with Mike in here, and it's probably actually been colder, but for some reason today just seemed for me colder than usual.
Do you make it audible with clothing decisions if you know you're going to work with Mike?
No, but that should be, you know what, I should.
Right. It's like jeans and a long sleeve shirt. Right. That's what's happening today because I got, you know, well, but today you're with me.
Yeah.
But there was, the morning show was on remote.
Right.
Temperature was left at 68.
I felt like Stoney needed hand warmers. I felt bad. Once I noticed, I was like, oh, man, Stoney's really cold. Look at him.
I know.
He's still trying to like warm up.
It's really cold in here.
I mean, at what point do you think Doug would have said something?
I think immediately. 68. I mean,
Doug would have walked in and felt that it's too cold.
Right.
Like, it would have been within 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He may have even just walked right over there and said, I got to turn it up. It's too much. And I have to agree, it's too much. It's been too much. What's also too much is seeing that many Lions players listed in the top 20. Literally,
that's
the top 20.
That's not too much.
I love it.
Okay, good. I love it.
Those who didn't hear, was the list of the Athletic had a list after talking to executives and other people in the NFL about the top players in the league under the age of 25 or 25 and under. And the Lions are represented very well with 5 of the top 19 players. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, Sam Laporta, Penei Sewell, and Jahmyr Gibbs. That's impressive. And I don't know. I feel pretty confident that we're going to see Terry and Arnold on that list in the next couple of years and keep adding to it. Liking what we're seeing. Will we see Jamison Williams? I don't know. There's a lot of wide receivers represented, so that's going to be hard to do. Although with
Levi,
some
by the way, is
up,
26. So, yeah.
So he can't make it. Yeah. Sorry, Levi. What about Ali McNeil?
Let's check out Ali McNeil, shall we? Hold on.
Because that'd be another young player.
I know.
Well, that lets you know that this isn't like a flash in the pan. You
right.
know, this is we're in it for the long haul, hopefully. You know, barring injuries, always got to say that, knock on wood, that they've got so many young players and this core is so young that they should be competitive with the top tier one teams every year, right?
He just turned 24 in May. So he's got another full year.
Yeah, so he's got a chance. Jack Campbell's only 23. I'm sure Doug would want me to say Jack Campbell.
Yes.
We mentioned Terry Arnold is only 21.
Rakestraw's
only 22. Brian Branch is only 22. I can see Brian Branch getting on this list real soon.
Yes.
If he's going to play a big role in this team this year. It's very encouraging.
This is why, you know, there are still a few. Not as many as maybe led to believe. There's still people who still believe, oh, they're the Lions. This is all, it was a 1 year deal. This is the reason why it's legit. Because it's young players who are really good, who are going to be here for a while, so it's sustainable. That's why this is different than any other tenure of the Lions that we've seen so far.
Well, it
in
is.
In my opinion.
Well, the only players over 30 years old, excuse me, on this team, you got Nate Sudfeld, who's 30. Graham Glasgow is 31. Kevin Zeitler is 34.
He's only going to be on the team probably this year anyway, probably.
I mean, it's just, it's and there are a couple guys that are in their late 20, like 29, but I mean, I'm talking about 30, you know, and players that are going to be on this team and make this team. Kyle Pecco probably makes the team as defensive tackle. He's 31. DJ Reader is 30. They don't have old players on this team, or older players. I don't want to say old players. Oh, the old man out there. It's a very young football team, which we've known, but it's stayed this way, and it's going to stay this way. Jared Goff's only 29 years old, and in the prime of his career here. And I think that would be the one area that maybe fans would have concern about. Like, well, are they getting older in any spot? Well, I mean, Goff's 29 and Hendon Hooker's 26. And, you know, Hendon Hooker is just taking his first snaps of his career in an NFL atmosphere, being in the preseason, which is something Dan Campbell talked about today. He mentioned that, and Hendon Hooker is trending to play on Saturday. The concussion protocols are going fine. And that we might see him play a little bit on Saturday, which is encouraging. Imagine we're going to see a lot of Nate Sudfeld, probably not any Jared Goff. We might see a little bit of Hendon Hooker. I don't know if we'll see any Jake Fromm. I can't imagine that they would, unless there's an injury and they have to, or if Hooker's unable to go. But it should be a big day for Nate Sudfeld.
Yes.
For himself, just to feel like he belongs out there and he's better and can prove it. And for the fans, because the fans are like, they were apoplectic last week.
Right. I don't think anybody really cares if he plays well or not, because he's going to be the third string quarterback.
What matters most is that Jared Goff stays healthy,
right?
Period, which is what every NFL team is going into their season saying. As long as our quarterback is healthy, we've got a chance. Well, health was an issue with a couple of other players, the defensive backs, the rookies with Rakestraw and Arnold were banged up in practice the other night. They're going to be okay. They're training to be fine. It's nothing serious. I guess Terry Arnold had hit the ground kind of hard, and they thought that there was maybe a chest injury, but it looks like it's just a peck bruise perhaps. Rakestraw rolled up his ankle a little bit and covering Jameson Williams, and so those guys look like they're going to be okay. Jahmyr Gibbs is a hamstring, but it looks like he's going to be fine as well. All these guys are ready to go for the regular season. That's all that matters. These guys probably held out. But it looks like you could see a couple defensive linemen playing in this game that did not get a chance to play last week. And, you know, Dan Campbell was asked specifically about Levi Onwuzurike, and his response is interesting, but we'll get to that coming up in 5 minutes. I want you people to get prepared for this, because there's praise and there's praise. And I want you to make sure that you give a good listen to what Dan Campbell says and how he says it, because it's I think it's pretty telling of what his feelings are for Levi Onwuzurike. We'll play that next year on 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.